ओम शांति एंड कीर्तन ओम 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 कीर्तन ओम temple of yours, in the innermost recesses of your heart. He is a silent witness of your mind. He is watching all the activities of our intellect. He is the supreme being of the scriptures, so greatly extolled by saints, sages, yogis, philosophers and prophets. This being can be realized by all through the practice of yoga. You know well that any number of zeros has no intrinsic value unless the number one is placed before them. Even so, the wealth of the three worlds is nothing if you do not lead a spiritual life, if you do not try to acquire the spiritual wealth, if you do not strive for self-realization. You will have to live in the soul or the self within. You will have to add atma-jnana or knowledge of the self the life here. There is a reason why Lord Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You can influence others. You can radiate joy and peace to millions of people far and near. You can elevate others even from a long distance. You can transmit your powerful, soul-stirring, beneficial thoughts to others. Because you are an image of God, nay, you are God himself, the moment the veil of ignorance is destroyed. This world is a great school. This world is for your education. You learn several valuable lessons daily. If you are wise enough to utilize all opportunities to the best advantage in the spirit of yoga, your capacities and willpower will develop to an astonishing degree. You will grow, you will evolve, you will expand. There will be integral development. You will march forward towards the goal. All veils will drop down one by one. All limitations or barriers will be annihilated. All shackles or fetters will drop away. You will receive more and more of divine light, knowledge, purity, peace and spiritual strength. You are the author of your own fate. You yourself have created this. You yourself are entirely responsible for this. You are the architect of your joys and sorrows. Just as the spider or the silkworm creates a web or cocoon for his own destruction, so also you have created this cage of flesh by your own actions, attractions, repulsions, and false egoism. You have become the slave of the flesh, slave of your body and mind, slave of countless desires. Grieve not, friends. A glorious, brilliant future is awaiting you. Strive to come out of this false stage of illusion right now, this very second. If your attempt is true and sincere, if you endeavor with all your might to achieve this end, then by the grace of God, you will drive away these dark clouds of ignorance and shine your true divine colors in your pristine glory. Awaken yourself to the conscious realization of your actual oneness with the Supreme Self. Think of the Self continuously. Let the struggle be keen. Let your endeavor be sincere. Let your motive be pure. There must be iron discipline, iron determination, iron will, and iron sadhana of spiritual practice. Then there will be no difficulty in the attainment of the final beatitude. Mere intellectual understanding of this will not serve your purpose. You must actually feel your oneness with the Supreme Self and experience it through intuition. You must live this ideal spiritual life daily. Let your neighbors actually feel you are an extremely, entirely changed person, a superman. Just as fragrance emanates from the rose, so also a sweet spiritual aroma will wrap around you. Delay not, tarry not, waste not a second. You are growing older and older hour by hour. Three things are rare indeed in this world, a human birth, the longing for the possession, and the protecting care of a perfect estate. You have all the three by the grace of God. Make hay while the sun shines. Go to the fountainhead of God and drink deep the nectar of immortality by the systematic practice of meditation. Meditation follows concentration. Concentration merges into meditation. Concentration is holding the mind on to some particular object or idea. An unbroken flow of knowledge, he said, in that subject is meditation. Meditation opens the door of the mind to intuitive knowledge. It bestows many powers upon you. You can get whatever you want through meditation. I shall now give you a few practical hints on meditation. I shall guide you in the spiritual path and serve you, but you will have to trust the path yourself. Have a separate room for meditation. Never allow anybody to enter the room. Burn incense there. Wash your feet and then enter the room. Retire into that room or any other quiet place where you do not feel interruptions, so that your mind may feel secure and at rest. Of course, the ideal condition cannot always be obtained, in which case you should do the best you can. You should be alone with yourself in communion with God. Brahma Muhurt, that is from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., is the best period for the practice of meditation. And another sitting at night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Keep a picture of the form of God you like best in the room. You can also keep one or two religious books like Gita or the Bible in the room. You can go through one or two pages before you commence meditation in order to change the thought current. Spread a small carpet in front of the picture. Sit in Padmasana or in your favorite meditation posture. Keep the head, neck and trunk in a straight line. Don't bend either forwards or backwards. Mentally prostrate to your guru. Recite the hymns in praise of the Guru or your favorite hymns. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Basmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Then chant Om like this. Gently and frequently, the space between the two eyebrows, lock the fingers, never wrestle the mind, don't use any violent efforts at concentration, relax all the muscles and the nerves, relax the brain, gently think of the Lord, slowly repeat your favorite mantra or name of the Lord, still the bubbling mind, silence the thought, make no violent effort to control the mind. But rather allow it to run along for a while and exhaust its energy. It will take advantage of the opportunity and will jump around like an unchained monkey at first until it gradually slows down and looks to you for order. It may take some time to tame the mind, but each time you try it, it will come round you in shorter time. There are two types of meditation, saguna meditation or concrete meditation and nirguna meditation or abstract meditation. To meditate on a name and a form of the Lord is saguna meditation, which is concrete meditation. Meditate on the form of God you like and repeat His name mentally, this is saguna meditation. Or repeat Om mentally and meditate on abstract ideas like infinity, eternity, purity, consciousness, truth, bliss. Identify yourself with these. This is nirguna meditation or abstract meditation. Stick to one method. In the initial stages, saguna meditation alone is suitable for the vast majority of people. Again and again withdraw the mind from worldly objects. Then it runs away from the object of meditation and fixes it there. This sort of battle will go on for some months. When you meditate on Lord Jesus or Lord Krishna, keep His picture in front of you. Look at it with a steady gaze without winking the eyelids. See His feet first, then the hands, then the face, the head, and then the hands, and back to the feet again. Now start again the same process. Do this again and again for half an hour. When you feel tired, look steadily on the face only. Do this practice for 3 months. Then close your eyes and mentally visualize the picture and rotate the mind on the different parts as you did before with open eyes. You can associate the attributes of God as omnipotence, omniscience, purity, perfection during the course of your meditation. If evil thoughts enter the mind, do not use your will force in driving them. You lose your energy only. You will only tax your will. You will fatigue yourself. The greater the efforts you make, the more the evil thoughts will return with redoubled force. They will return more quickly also. The thoughts will become more powerful. Therefore, be indifferent, keep quiet. They will pass away soon. Or substitute good counter-thoughts, or think of the picture of God and repeat the mantra verbally or pray. Never miss a day in meditation. Be regular and systematic. Fruits and milk will help mental concentration. Try to give up meat, fish, eggs, smoking and liquor. If you feel drowsy, dash cold water on the face to drive off drowsiness. Stand up for 15 minutes. Do a few rounds of pranayama. Do sushasana for a minute. By these methods, you can combat sleep. If you take light food consisting of fruits and milk at night, sleep will not trouble you during your morning meditation. Be careful in the selection of a companion. Give up going to the pictures. Talk little. Observe mauna silence for 2 hours daily. Don't mix with undesirable persons. Read only good, inspiring, spiritual books. These are all auxiliaries to meditation. During meditation, don't shake the body. Keep it as firm as rock. Breathe slowly. Don't scratch the body every now and then. Have the right mental attitude. When the mind is tired, don't concentrate. Give it a little rest. When an idea exclusively occupies the mind, it is transformed in an actual physical or mental state. Therefore, if you keep the mind fully occupied with the thought of God or God alone, You will enter into samadhi or the super conscious state very quickly. Therefore, exact in right order. Abhyasa and vairagya are the greatest friends of meditation. Regular and systematic practice is abhyasa. Dispassion for worldly objects and sensual pleasures is vairagya. Cultivation of virtues, eradication of vices must go hand in hand with the practice of meditation. Then alone you will derive maximum benefits from the practice of meditation. Meditation is the seventh step in the ladder of yoga. The six preceding steps are yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara and dharana. Yama is a constant practice of virtues like love, truthfulness, purity, non-stealing and non-covetousness. Niyamas are observances conducive to integral external purity, contentment, austerity, study of scriptures and self-surrender to God. Asana is a comfortable meditation posture. Pranayama is a regulation of breath. Pratyahara is withdrawal of the mind from flowing towards the objects of the world. Dharana is concentration. Then comes jhana or meditation which leads to samadhi or super conscious state. Therefore, if you grow in virtue, in purity, in love, in selflessness, in dispassion, you will make rapid progress in meditation. Serve, love, give, purify, meditate, realize. Be good, do good, be kind, be compassionate. Inquire, who am I? Know the self and be free. May God bless you all with health, long life, peace, prosperity and illumination. May you shine as a great yogi here and now, this very second.
Son of Chidanand. Chidanand, Chidanand, Chidananda. Arahala meyalubasa Chidananda. Ajaranand, Amaranand, Achalananda. Arahala meyalubasa Chidananda. Nirbhayam nichinta Chidananda. Kaivalya kevala kutasananamu Nitya Shuddha Siddha Sachidananamu Knowledge, bliss, knowledge, bliss, bliss in absolute. In all conditions I am knowledge, bliss in absolute. Chidanam, Chidanam, Nandamu Arahala Megalupasa Sachidananamu. And without voltage, without death, without motion, in all conditions I am knowledge, bliss is absolute. And without fear, without worry, bliss is absolute. Existence absolute, and knowledge absolute. Independent and king, and do your atma, immortal atma, advaita atma, eternal, pure, perfect knowledge, bliss is absolute. Anam Chidanam Chidanandam Arahala Meyalu Vastu Sachidanandam. ಸಚಿದಾನಂದೋ ರಾಹೋಲವೇ ಅಲ್ಲ ಪಾಸ್ತ ಸಚಿದಾನಂದೋ practical way to self realization. Beloved immortal self, God divine, live up to it, feel and realize thy divine nature. Thou art the master of your destiny. Do not be discouraged when sorrows, difficulties and tribulations manifest in the daily battle of life. Draw courage and spiritual strength from within. There is a vast inexhaustible magazine of power and knowledge within. Learn the ways to tap the source. Dive deep within. Sink down. Plunge in the sacred waters of immortality. The holy Triveni within. You will be quite refreshed, renovated and vivified when you go to the divine source and realize, I am the immortal self or Atman. Understand the laws of the universe. Move tactfully in this world. Learn the secrets of nature. Try to know the best ways to control the mind. Conquer this mind. Conquest of mind is really conquest of nature and the world. Conquest of mind will enable you to go to the source of soul power, and you can then realize, I am immortal self or Atman. Do not murmur, do not grumble when troubles and sorrows descend upon you. Every difficulty is an opportunity for you to develop your will and to grow strong. Welcome it. Difficulties strengthen your will, augment your power of endurance, and turn your mind towards God. Face them with a smile. In your weakness lies your real strength. The word invincible, nothing can harm you. Conquer the difficulties one by one. This is the beginning of a new life, a life of expansion, glory and divine splendor. Aspire and draw, grow, expand, build up all positive, virtuous qualities, the Devi Sampati, namely fortitude, patience and courage that are dormant in you. Start a new life, tread the spiritual path and realize, I am the immortal self or Atman. Have a new angle of vision, arm yourself with discrimination, cheerfulness, discernment, alacrity and understanding spirits. A glorious, brilliant future is inviting you. Let the past be buried, you can work miracles. You can do wonders, do not give up hope. You can destroy the harmful effects of unfavorable planets through your will force. You can command the elements and the nature. You can utilize the effect of evil influences and the antagonistic dark forces that may operate against you. You can change the unfavorable circumstances into best possible ones. You can nullify destiny. Many have done this. You can also do so. Assert. Recognize, claim thy birthright now, thou art immortal self or Atman. Determination and self-reliance are very necessary for success in self-realization. In Mundaka Upanishads you will find, this Atman cannot be obtained by one who is destitute of strength or without earnestness or by penance without mark. But if a wise man strives after it by those means, then his self enters into Brahman. Fearlessness is an important qualification for an aspirant. One should be prepared to renounce this life at any moment. Without renunciation of this little sensual life, the eternal spiritual life cannot be attained. Abhayam comes first in the Devi Sampati or divine qualities that are enumerated in the Gita. A timid man or a coward dies several times before he actually dies. When you have once decided to take the spiritual practices, stick to it tenaciously at any cost, nay, at the risk of your life. Come what may, be bold, stand up. Realize the truth, proclaim it everywhere, thou art the immortal self or Atman. Destiny is your own creation. You have created your destiny through thoughts and actions. You can undo the same by right thinking and action. Even if there is an evil or a dark antagonistic force to attack you, you can diminish its force by resolutely denying the existence of evil or resolutely turning your mind away from it. Thus, you can disarm destiny. The one thought, I am the immortal self or Atman, will neutralize all evil forces, the evil influences of all malevolent planets, and will infuse in you courage and inner spiritual strength. Wrong thinking is the root cause for human sufferings. Cultivate right thinking and right acting. Work unselfishly in terms of unity with Atma-bhav. This is right action. The right thinking is when you think, I am the immortal self or Atman. There is no such thing as sin. Sin is only a mistake. Sin is a mental creation. The baby soul must commit some mistake during the process of evolution. Mistakes are your best teachers. The idea of sin will be blown in the air if you think, I am the immortal self or Atman. Don't say, karma, karma. My karma has brought me like this. Exert, exert. Do purushartha, do tapas. Concentrate, purify, meditate. Don't become a fatalist. Don't yield to inertia. Don't bleed like a lamb. Roar, om, 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 like a lion of Vedanta. See how Markandeya, who was destined to die at his 16th year, became a Chiranjeevi, an immortal boy of 16 years, on account of his tapas. Also note how Savitri, by her tapas, brought back to her life her dead husband. How Benjamin Franklin and the late Sir T. Muthuswami Iyer of the Madras bench elevated themselves. Remember, my dear Niranjan, that man is master of his destiny. Vishwamitra Rishi, who was a Kshatriya Raja, became a Brahma Rishi like Vasishtha and even created a third world for Prasenku by his power of tapas. Rogratnagar became the sage. Valmiki through tapas rose. Jedi and Madhaya of Bengal became highly developed saints. They became the disciples of Gauranga. What others have done, you can also do. There is no doubt of this. You can also do wonders and miracles if you apply yourself to spiritual sadhana, tapas and meditation. Read the book Poverty to Power by James Allen. With interest and attention, you'll be inspired. Draw the program of your life. Follow my 20 important spiritual instructions and 40 golden precepts. Read my book Sure Ways for Success in Life and God Realization. Adhere to the spiritual routine. Apply yourself with zeal and enthusiasm to sadhana. Become a naistik brahmachari. Be steady and systematic in your spiritual practices. Shine in your own native pristine brahmi glory. Become a jivan mukta. Remember, thou art the children of immortality. Hey Soumya, be your immortal self. Be bold. Be cheerful. Though you are down and out, though you have nothing to eat, though you are clad in rags, the essential nature is such dana, existence absolute, knowledge absolute and bliss absolute. This outer clock, this mortal physical sheath, is an illusory mayaic production. Smile, whistle, laugh, jump, dance in joy and ecstasy. Sing om om om, ram ram ram, sham sham sham, shivoham shivoham shivoham, soham soham soham. Come out of this cage of flesh. The word not this perishable body, the word immortal self Atman, the word sexless Atman, the word the son of king of kings, an emperor of emperors, Brahma of the Upanishads, the Atman who dwells in the chambers of your heart, Hare Guha. Act as such, feel as such, claim your birthright now from this very second. Feel as such, recognize, realize, not from tomorrow or the day after, but right now from this very second. Tattvamasi, thou art that O Niranjan, thou art immortal self or Atman. Brother, courage is thy birthright and not fear. Peace is thy divine heritage, not restlessness. Immortality but not mortality. Strength but not weakness. Health but not disease. Bliss but not sorrow. Knowledge but not ignorance. You are the architect of your own fate and fortune. You are the master of your own destiny. You can do and undo things. You can attain Brahmanhood by right thinking, right feeling, right acting. You can break old morbid habits by the power of will. You can destroy wrong samskaras. unholy desires, wrong imaginations, you can build new habits. You can change your nature. You can build a beautiful character. You can move the whole world by your spiritual force. You can elevate others also to the status of divinity. You can control the force of nature. You can command the elements. Rely on your own self. Do not be credulous. Believe not in any dark voice. Hear the inner voice of the soul or promptings of the pure conscience. Be not a slave. Do not sell your liberty. Devour the immortal self. Destroy the inferiority complex. Draw power, courage, strength from within. Be free. Have no blind faith. Reason out carefully and then accept anything. Do not be carried away by blind, surging emotions. Subdue them. Do not be intolerant. Expand. There is a vast magazine of power and knowledge within you. It needs ignition. Then the whole mysteries of the self will be revealed unto thee. The darkness of ignorance will be dispelled by the light of knowledge of the self. Constant meditation on the Atma is the master key to open the realms of knowledge. I have given here the gist of Vedanta in a few lines. Taste the Vedantic nectar and find immortality, eternal bliss and perennial joy. Is the goal of life? Is the end and aim of existence? Karma Yoga and Upasana will prepare you to realize this highest goal. Try to lead a life of non-attachment. Discipline your mind gradually. No one is free from pains, diseases, troubles and difficulties. You will have to rest in your own Swarup, the blissful Atman, the source and support for this life. You will have to remember your own divine nature. Then alone you will gain inner strength to face the difficulties of life. Then alone you will have balanced mind. You will not be affected by external morbid influences and unpleasant discordant vibrations. Regular meditation in the morning will give you new strength and inner life, perennial joy and unalloyed bliss. Practice this. Feel this despite your adverse stormy conditions. Gradually you will grow spiritually. You will attain self-realization eventually. Your present ailment is a karmic purgation. It has to come to make you remember him more and more, to instill mercy in your heart, to strengthen you, and to enable you to develop power of endurance. Kunti prayed to God to give her all these adversities so that she could remember him always. Bhaktas rejoice in suffering more. Disease, pain, scorpions, snake, calamities, etc. are messengers from God. A bhakta welcomes them with a cheerful countenance. He never grumbles. He says once more, I am thine, my Lord. Thou doest everything for my own good. Where there is a room for lamentation and despair, my dear Niranjan, thou art dear to the Lord. There is a reason why he gives troubles. If he wants to take anyone to his side, he takes away all money. He removes his dear kith and kin. He destroys all his pleasure centers so that his mind may fully rest at his lotus feet. Face everything with a smiling, cheerful countenance. Understand his mysterious ways. See God in everything. In every face, out of sight but not out of mind. We are closer when we live physically at a distance. Let us dwell in our heart. Krishna suddenly hides himself so that Radha and the gopis might thirst for him more eagerly. Sing like Radha, thirst like gopis for his vision. Krishna's grace is bound to descend. He is thy immortal friend. Forget not the flute bearer of Vrindavan, thy solace and the joy of Devaki. The all-merciful God resides in the chambers of your heart. He is quite close to you. You have forgotten him. But he still cares for you. Troubles are his blessings in disguise. He wants to mold your body and mind as fit instruments for his unhampered play of Leela. He ministers or attends to your wants in a better manner than you yourself will do. Keep the load down that you are carrying on your shoulder unnecessarily on account of your egoism. Give up your self-created responsibilities and be at perfect ease. Have perfect faith in him. Do total unservant self-surrender. Run to him now. He is waiting with outstretched hands to embrace you. He will do everything for you. Believe in me. Take my word for it. Open your heart to him quite freely like a child. All miseries will come to an end. Sing unto him at least once with bhava sincerely. I am thine, my Lord. All is thine. Thy will be done. The gulf of separation will vanish now. All miseries, troubles, worries and disease will melt away. You will become one with the Lord. Feel that the whole world is your body, your own home. Melt and destroy all barriers that separate man from man. Ideas, superiorities, ignorance or delusion. Isha Vasya Vidam Sarvam, develop Vishwaprem, all-embracing, all-inclusive love, unite with all, separation is death, unity is eternal life. The whole world is Vishwabrindavan. Feel that this body is a moving temple of God. Wherever you are, whether at home, office, know you are in the temple of God. Every work is an offering unto the Lord. Feel that all beings are images of God. Transmute every work into yoga or an offering unto the Lord. Have Akartha Sakshi Bhav if you are a student of Vedanta. Have Nirita Bhav if you are an aspirant in the path of bhakti. Feel that God works through your hands, that one power works through all hands, sees through all eyes, hears through all ears. You will become a changed being. You will have a new angle of vision. You will enjoy the highest peace and bliss. May the self-effulgent Brahma guide you in all your activities, wishing you joy, peace and immortality. Om Shanti, thy own self, Shivananda. Om.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Shama Shama, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Gauri Shankar, Gauri Shankar, Shankar Shankar, Gauri Gauri, Uma Shankar, Uma Shankar, Shankar Shankar, Uma Uma. Oh my Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, hey, hey Jesus, oh Father, Father. Oh my Mary, oh Virgin Mary, hey, hey Mary, oh Mother, Mother. Oh my Buddha, oh Lord Buddha, hey, hey Buddha, oh Savior, Savior. Oh my Allah, oh Lord Allah, Hail, Hail Allah, O Father, Father. O my Shakti, O Adi Shakti, Hail, Hail Shakti, O Mother, Mother. Is there not a nobler mission than eating, drinking, and sleeping? It is difficult to get a human birth, and therefore try your best to realize in this birth. Fly on that race, go to that man who wastes all his life in sensual pleasures. Times will change, kings and barons, where is your sister, where is Ashoka, where is Shakespeare, where is Valmiki, where is Napoleon, where is Shivaji, where is Gandhi, where is Jinnah. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We up and doing in yogic sadhan, you will enjoy supreme bliss. We up and doing in Brahma Vicha, you will attain immortality, Kaivalya Moksha. Can you expect real shanti if you waste your time in idle gossiping? Can you enjoy supreme peace if you waste your time in novels, newspapers, in fights and quarrels, in sandal bag biting? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Am I not thou, art thou not I? One alone is therefore true. When the brain melts in the silence, you will have self-realization. What have you learned? Tell me frankly. From the Bihar and Quetta Yatkin, have you got now real Vairam? Do you practice Japan Kirtan? Here's a challenge to the non-believers of the Hindu theory, transmigration. Have you not heard the thrilling narratives of Shanti Devi of her past life? Can you expect real shanti if you waste your time in constant cinemas, in constant smoking, when your throat is short at the time of death? Who will help you for your salvation? Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Serenity, regularity, absence of vanity, sincerity, simplicity, veracity, equanimity, fixity, non-irritability, adaptability, humility, tenacity, integrity, nobility, magnanimity, charity, generosity, purity, practicality, satanities, you'll soon attain immortality. Brahman is the only real entity. Is a so and so, is a false identity. You'll abide in eternity and infinity. You'll behold unity in diversity. You cannot attain this in the university, but you can attain this in the forest university. Serenity, regularity, absence of vanity, sincerity, simplicity, veracity. Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Song of Govinda. Ram Krishna Govinda, Radha Krishna Govinda, Gopal Krishna Govinda, Krishna Krishna Govinda, Govinda Govinda, Govinda Govinda, Banki Bihari Govinda, Vrij Bihari Govinda, Shama Bihari Govinda, Kunj Bihari Govinda, Krishna Bharari Govinda, Aud Bihari Govinda, 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 Ganganapati Govinda, Bamahade Govinda, Kim Krishna Govinda, Rama Rama Govinda, Hum Hanumate Govinda, Aim Saraswati Govinda, Vindurga Govinda, Kim Kali Govinda, Sri Maya Govinda, Sri Lakshmi Govinda, 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 Govinda. God is truth, Govinda. God is peace, Govinda. God is peace, Govinda. God is knowledge, Govinda. God is love, Govinda. God is light, Govinda. Control the mind, Govinda. Control senses, Govinda. Realize the self, Govinda. This is the teaching, Govinda. Of all the Vedas, Govinda. Of all the scriptures, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Goal of life, Govinda. God realization, Govinda. Never forget this, Govinda. Attain this, Govinda. Through faith, devotion, Govinda. Meditation, Govinda. Shravan Manam, Govinda. Through tapas, yoga, Govinda. Through mantra writing, Govinda. Through liquid japa, Govinda. Through selfless service, Govinda. Through vivek vichar, Govinda. Govinda, 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 Govinda. Practice ahimsa, Govinda. Speak the truth, Govinda. Control anger, Govinda. Through chama, Govinda. Observe Brahmacharya, Govinda. Observe Mauna, Govinda. Sarlavki, Govinda. Serve the poor, Govinda. Serve the poor, Govinda. Nasajiti, Govinda. Do charity, Govinda. Govinda, 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 Govinda. Be kind, be pure, Govinda. Be good, do good, Govinda. Be cheerful, Govinda. Be courageous, Govinda. Be tolerant, Govinda. Be patient, Govinda. Be forgiving, Govinda. Be liberal, Govinda. Be moderate, Govinda. In eating, drinking, Govinda. In everything, Govinda. Be regular, Govinda. Get up at 4 AM, Govinda. Brahma Mohud, Govinda. Enquire, who am I, Govinda? Do vichara, Govinda. It's very important, Govinda. To attain success, Govinda. Govinda, 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 Govinda.
Govinda, 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 Govinda.
Love, love, purify, meditate, realize. Be good, do good, be kind, be compassionate.
Love, purify, meditate, realize. Be good, do good, be kind, be compassionate.
Inquire, O mind, know thyself and be free.
Inquire, O mind, know thyself and be free.
Om Tat Sat, Om Tat Sat, Om Tat Sat, Om. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om.
Om Tat Sat, Om Tat Sat, Om Tat Sat, Om. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om.
Vishnu Bhagavan ki jai, Om. Ram 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 Ram. May Lord bless you all with health, long life, peace, prosperity, illumination, success in all undertakings, vidya, tushti, pushti, divine aishwarya. Om Tat Sat Brahma Pranamastu. Om Om Jaya Ganesha Jaya Ganesha Jaya Ganesha Pai Maam Sri Ganesha Sri Ganesha Sri Ganesha Raksha Maam
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha,
Pai Maam, Sri Ganesha, Sri Ganesha, Sri Ganesha, Raksha Maam. Saravana Bhava, Saravana Bhava, Saravana Bhava, Namaha Om, Subramanya, 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 Sarana Om.
Saravana Bhava, Saravana Bhava, Saravana Bhava, Namaha Om, Subramanya. ब्रह्मण्यतु
ब्रह्मण्यतु जय सरस्वती जय सरस्वती पाई माम श्री सरस्वती श्री सरस्वती श्री सरस्वती रक्ष माम
जय सरस्वती जय सरस्वती जय सरस्वती पाई माम श्री सरस्वती
श्री सरस्वती श्री सरस्वती रक्ष माम जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी पाई माम जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी रक्ष माम
जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी पाई माम जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी जय श्री लक्ष्मी रक्ष माम
ओम शक्ति ओम शक्ति ओम शक्ति ओम ब्रह्म शक्ति वैष्णव शक्ति शिव शक्ति ओम आदि शक्ति महाशक्ति पराशक्ति ओम इच्छा शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति ओम राजा राजेश्वरी राजा राजेश्वरी राजा राजेश्वरी पाई माम त्रिपुर सुंदरी त्रिपुर सुंदरी त्रिपुर सुंदरी रक्ष माम
ओम शक्ति ओम शक्ति ओम शक्ति पाई माम ब्रह्म शक्ति विष्णु शक्ति शिव शक्ति रक्ष माम इच्छा शक्ति क्रिया शक्ति ज्ञान शक्ति पाई माम आदि शक्ति माया शक्ति परा शक्ति रक्ष माम राजा राजेश्वरी राजा राजेश्वरी राजा राजेश्वरी पाई माम त्रिपुर सुंदरी त्रिपुर सुंदरी त्रिपुर
जय गुरु शिव गुरु हरि गुरु राम जग गुरु परम गुरु सद्गुरु श्याम उमादि गुरु अद्वैत गुरु आनंद गुरु ओम चिद्गुरु चिद्गुरु गुरु चिन्मय गुरु ओम आदि गुरु अद्वैत गुरु आनंद गुरु ओम गुरु चिंतन गुरु चिन्मय गुरु
जय गुरु शिव गुरु हरि गुरु राम जग गुरु परम गुरु सद्गुरु श्याम आदि गुरु अद्वैत गुरु आनंद गुरु ओम श्री गुरु चिंतन गुरु चिन्मय गुरु ओम आदि गुरु अद्वैत गुरु आनंद गुरु ओम श्री गुरु चिंतन गुरु चिन्मय गुरु
हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
नमः शिवाय 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 बम नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय गं नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय
नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय नमः शिवाय
श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम 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 श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम
श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम
मनोरमे सहस्र नाम तत्सल्यम राम नाम वरानने पुन्नम बालम दुर्गितम अरुणाचलम महादेवा महालिंगा मध्याजुनेश श्री राम राम रामे रमे राम मनोरमे सहस्र नाम तत्सल्यम राम नाम वरानने
राम राम रामे रमे राम मनोरमे सहस्र नाम तत्सल्यम राम नाम वरानने पुन्नम बालम
హనుమంత 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 రక్షమా
ఆంజనేయ 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 పాయి మాం హనుమంత 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 రక్షమా
శ్రీరామ శరణం మమ రామ శరణం మమ రామ శరణం మమ శ్రీకృష్ణ శరణం మమ కృష్ణ శరణం మమ కృష్ణ శరణం మమ
శ్రీరామ శరణం మమ శ్రీరామ శరణం మమ శ్రీరామ శరణం మమ శ్రీకృష్ణ శరణం మమ కృష్ణ శరణం మమ కృష్ణ శరణం మమ
దత్తాత్రేయ 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 పాయి వాం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు దత్త గురు రక్షమా దత్తాత్రేయ 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 నమోం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు శరణమోం దత్తాత్రేయ 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 పాయి వాం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు దత్త గురు రక్షమా
దత్తాత్రేయ 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 పాయి వాం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు దత్త గురు రక్షమా దత్తాత్రేయ 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 పాయి వాం దత్త గురు దత్త గురు దత్త గురు శరణమోం
ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం భాస్కరాయ 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 రక్షమాం ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం శనీశ్వరాయ 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 రక్షమాం ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం భాస్కరాయ 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 రక్షమాం
ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం భాస్కరాయ 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 రక్షమాం ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం శనీశ్వరాయ 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 రక్షమాం ఆదిత్యాయ 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 పాయి మాం భాస్కరాయ 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 రక్షమాం
గంగారాణి 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 పాయి మాం భాగీరథి 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 రక్షమాం
గంగారాణి 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 పాయి మాం భాగీరథి 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 రక్షమాం
ఓం 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 అవిచార ఓం 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 సచిత్ ఆనంద స్వరూపోహం శివోహం 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 సోహం సచిత్ ఆనంద స్వరూపోహం శివోహం 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 సోహం సచిత్ ఆనంద స్వరూపోహం
శివోహం 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 సోహం
సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మన్ సత్య ఆనంద బ్రహ్మన్ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మన్ సత్యచిత్ ఆనంద బ్రహ్మన్ అయం దయమ అయం దయమ అయం దయ సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంత బ్రహ్మన్ సత్యచిత్ ఆనంద బ్రహ్మన్ Thank you.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om. Hari Om Tatsat, Sri Om Tatsat, Shiva Om Tatsat, Om. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om. Om Tatsat, Om Tatsat, Om Tatsat, Om. Shyam, Ram 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 Ram, Jai Sita Ram, Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, down, can Sham with feeling meditate and Radhe Sham. For children of life, will you drink not, won't you drink not, nectar of immortality? Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Sham. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Sham.
Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Sham. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Sham.
Karma is born now, you have become a jivan moon. The blessed state, Priyati, no words can describe. For children of life, will you drink not, once you drink not, nectar of immortality? Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
The grass is green, the rose is red, and the sky is blue. But the Atman is colorless, formless and gunaless too. For children of life, will you drink not, once you drink not, nectar of immortality? Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Life is short, time is fleeting, the world is full of misery. But the knot of avidya and bring the sweet nirvanic bliss. For children of life, will you drink not, won't you drink not, nectar of immortality? Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Feel the divine presence everywhere, see the divine glory all round. Then dive deep into the divine source, realize the infinite bliss. For children of life, will you drink not, once you drink not, nectar of immortality? Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam. Ram 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 Jai Sita Ram Jai Jai Radhe Shyam.
You awesome come back, Mudra, shake the kundalini.